Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, and Gift Father Nicholas reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in my Carmelite province. We have begun the year of vocation. What do I mean? October 1st, 2019, we begin at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the year of vocations. So for 1 year from October 1st to October 1st, we will be having a variety of different events, activities, and etc. at all of our Carmelite parishes and other ministerial sites in order to promote an atmosphere and a culture of vocations within our Carmelite ministries and province. So we have given banners to all of our parishes. We have given each parish a statue that can go around to different families with a holy hour to attach with that statue that they can pray together as a family. We have given holy hour packets to a parish so they have an holy hour of adoration that can sort of lead the prayer during that time. We are, and I'm part of the, when I say we, I'm part of the vocation team. We're opening ourselves up to going around to the different parishes, meeting with different groups of DREs, having participatory part in different events for catechesis classes, to visit with young adult groups, to do a variety of things. One of our primary desires is to not just give a language over, trying to provide a language for people in their families to speak about vocations of religious life and priesthood within the church, but also as sort of a movement within our province, just to celebrate our Carmel identity even more as we're trying to cultivate our ability to speak with other people about becoming a Carmelite friar, or if it's a woman becoming a Carmelite nun or sister, or for our maybe more elderly people in our parishes, maybe they're being called to the lay Carmelite life. That means we have to know our charism that much better. And not just know it, but celebrate it. To speak in it and from it with joy. Now, I am not a perfect Carmelite. I go to confession like everyone else. I make mistakes. I mentioned in previous podcasts, my temper gets the better of me. But I am a better man today for having journeyed in the land of Carmel within the Catholic Church than I know I would have been otherwise. Seeing who I was, seeing who I am now, I love who I am now. I like the direction I'm going in now. And I thank the good Lord Almighty for introducing me to the Carmelite nuns, Teresa of Avila, and beginning me on a path that has brought about a wonderful transformation in me that has not just benefited and helped me, but my familial relationships, my biological brother and I, are not just better brothers, we're even friends now. So I ask you all out there in podcast land, to please pray for us during this year. And if you know a young man or woman discerning a vocational call to religious life, reach out in our direction. You can contact me through my website, thefrankfriar.com. I'll be happy to help with people. If you're interested in learning more about Carmelite charism, obviously listen to other podcasts of mine, read my articles and everything like that, but also share these things. Put it out there. Know these resources and share them. We speak about the presence of the Holy Spirit working in people's lives. Well, sometimes the Spirit comes to a person through other people around them. The Spirit blows where he wills. And there is that aspect in the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy in which he tells Timothy to stir up that fire from the gift that has been put inside of him. And we aid each other in stirring that fire, that love of the Spirit that has been poured forth into our heart. So, we, friars, can only go to so many places and be present to only so many people. That's why I tell the lay people, I'm like, you guys are going out there into the world and go to places that I, as a priest and a Carmelite friar, could never go to. And you can speak and become attuned and aware to the reality of what it is to be that witness of prayer, as us Carmelites try to cultivate, as being teachers of prayer. So I'm very excited about this year of vocations that my province has just begun to celebrate. You can go to our Facebook page, the SEL Carmelite Vocations, and you can see the opening mass is there. And like I said, just keep us in your prayer. And if you know of a young man or woman, be that person that says, hey, have you ever thought about this? Or, hey, I have seen this behavior from you, and I think you could be a really good friar. I think you could be a really good nun or a sister or a good priest. Help to plant the seed that gets them asking the questions about, could I? Is this what the Lord wants? You never know what it is the Holy Spirit may be able to do through you if you just willingly trust in His providential guidance. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my content, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts, links to my Catholic Stand article, my articles, and you can also get YouTube videos, and you can email me through that website too. All of this through thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.